microwaved coffee.
What have you guys been up to? Nothing new?
Not much. We went,
Not new.
You know, because we had, like, the water damage. We, there's a bunch of changes that we can make, and so we went looking at model homes yesterday.
Oh.
Nice.
To just kind of get some ideas, which is always fun.
Kitchen or?
Yeah, we're going to do, like, a backsplash and change the countertops.
Cool.
Yeah.
So next time we go, it's going to be, like...
It's like a whole new house.
Yeah. Nice.
A whole new house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing much. I haven't done anything.
I did watch that Adam Sandler movie on Netflix. The Hue...
Is that the Halloween one?
Yeah.
Oh, my classmates were talking about it this morning.
What did they say?
They said they liked it.
Yeah, it felt like a classic Adam Sandler.
Yeah, that was the thing that... Oh, yeah, that's what they were talking... They were saying that. They were like, oh, I'm just... Like, it's Adam Sandler, you know, like he's... Yeah, like he... You know, his older movies. So I'm like...
The one thing I liked about Adam Sandler movies before was, like, the random crap.
Uh-huh.
Like, that didn't even fit in the scene, but somebody would just show up and say something, like, absurd, like, random...
Oh, I love that. That makes me laugh so much.
And I just, like, there's a few in this one, and I just start laughing, and Vanessa just looks at me, and I'm like, you don't think that was funny? Come on. And then, basically, it's like every Adam Sandler movie, like, something bad's happening, and then at the end, there's, like, it's like a children's book, I feel like. That's what he's like. Like, at the end, there's, like, a moral or, like, a happy thing that happens at the end.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what it is. So, like, if you just want to watch something that's not, like, hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Something to kind of tune out and just kind of watch for fun.
Yeah, just watch for fun. Mm-hmm. Which is what I feel like Adam Sandler's, like, good at.
Good at.
Yeah. Yeah, the other movie that does a lot of, like, those random cutaways that make me laugh are the Princess Diaries movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love it. It's so funny. Like, it'll just cut to somebody doing something weird and, like... Or, like, the announcer from the school. That I think that was, like, my favorite. The person that would come on the intercom at school and just be like, will the Feng Shui Club please stop rearranging the lawn furniture?
Oh,
thank
you.
Yeah. Random things like that.
Yeah, so this movie has a lot of that. Like, you know, there's just, like, one part with, like, a teacher that... I thought it was so funny, and I watched it. I was watching it by myself, and then Vanessa was like, oh, I want to watch it too. So I restarted, and when it happened again, like, I knew it was coming, and I still laughed because it's just so like, the comedic timing is so perfect. But yeah, I won't ruin it. And then there's like kind of like a twist character towards the end that just Vanessa and I were like almost crying laughing because it was so funny. Like, you don't expect it. But yeah, I would recommend watching it.
Those are the kind of movies we need right now, I think.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
But other than that, what else did I watch? We finished watching that barbecue competition on Netflix, too. But other than that, I don't think we've really done anything.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything on Netflix or any TV shows in a while.
Oh, there's a new season of Chef Show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah, really. I watched that.
Yeah, I need to. I only watched the Milk Bar episode.
Oh, okay, I think it's like the second one or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, that show's good. I mean,
I like it's a nice show to have like in the background.
Yeah, make you hungry.
I know.
Yeah, all the time. You watch it when you're going to bed, and you're like, "Damn it!
Yeah,
I want to eat something."
I want something to eat. I've just been doing my Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Loving
them. Follow Kijan on
Insta.
Yeah.
Is it one a day or multiple a day?
One a day. Last year I did like double features that they were like related to each other. Or actually, as it gets closer to Halloween, where I'm like, oh, I haven't watched this one, and so I'll do two. But today is, I think today was one of my favorite horror movies, which is The Last Exorcism. Mm-hmm. I love that movie so much. I think I've seen it like a billion times, and it's still so good. I love, like, the acting in it is so good, and and it's like they're so good that you forget that you're not watching an actual documentary. And then I read that it was, the acting was so good that people, there was like a rumor going around that a lot of the people weren't actors, that like townspeople, and like that's not true.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but that's how good they were. You thought that they were just like random, you know, locals or whatever.
Huh. I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
I've seen it at
I've made it.
You lived with.
I mean, I highly recommend it. It's really, really good.
So I guess we'll start. This is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Kishan Sendi.
And I'm Justin Park.
So this one might be short. This one might actually be short.
But they're all actually short.
But they're all long.
They're all long. Super long.
Yeah, because we spent usually like 45 minutes talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and then dive into it.
Mike one time called me and he was like, you guys just spent 20 minutes talking about Burger the Chicken Sandwich or something like that. We're like, yeah.
And LaCroix and that's sugar-free ice cream, like random stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, today we're going to talk about the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
What?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
No.
All right, this is going to be good. After World War II, like around 1954, France reoccupied the colonies they had in Southeast Asia, mainly in Vietnam. But there was like a force of a communist leader, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, Ho Chi Minh,
kind of, yeah, you know him?
I know, yeah.
Personally.
Ooh. Yeah. We grew up together.
He's my roommate.
Yeah.
So they were fighting the French. So they basically made a treaty to temporarily divide Vietnam into two. So North Vietnam and South Vietnam.
We should have brought Kevin on for this podcast.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. He probably knows it.
He's like,
oh yeah, those are my ancestors. my uncle Ho Chi. So the French took the south, and the communist Ho Chi Minh took the north. The idea is that they would reunite Vietnam after a few years, but the world police just was scared that the communists would take over. And by the world police, I mean the United States were afraid that Ho Chi Minh would actually get reelected. So basically, they were going to wait a few years, have an election, and the people would vote for who would take over North and South, like Vietnam, and unite it back to one place. So the U.S. basically helped a ruler kind of in the South. I'm going to probably butcher this because it's spelled NGO, so I'm guessing it's Nguyen Dinh Diem was the guy who was in charge of the South. So under President Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Johnson, the United States helped France in the South of Vietnam with economic aid, weapons, and they would eventually go to like help and train the Vietnamese people on how to fight. So the idea was, I think it was called like the Geneva, part of like the Geneva Treaty or whatever, where they basically have it in there that no outside countries can interfere with what's going on in Vietnam. So that's why the U.S. is not interfering, but they're providing support. They provided support in many ways. One was patrolling the Gulf of Tonkin without actually going on land. So they would patrol and try to basically do like radio espionage. There are some reports that like they were doing espionage like secretly through a mission called DeSoto, which was part of like the electronic warfare, I guess, of like using radio and like the Navy to patrol the waters. So what would happen is they would patrol the water near North Vietnam, and then the North Vietnam like ships would see that there was a U.S. ship out there, and they would chase it away, and then the U.S. would go back. And so basically they're just going back and forth, mm-hmm. fighting each other. Not fighting, but like, you know. So then on, I think it was August 2nd. Let me read this, what I wrote. Basically, North Vietnam and South Vietnam started to fight from like what they were learning. And I think it doesn't say here, but I think I remember reading a while ago that the Russians were helping, like the Soviets were helping. Yeah, I shouldn't say Russia. The Soviets were helping North Vietnam, mm-hmm. and the U.S. and France were helping South. Well, South basically was controlled by French. So on August 2nd, the U.S. ship started to report that three like Soviet North Vietnam torpedo boats were chasing them, even though this had been happening the whole time. So the USS Maddox, which was the ship that was going around patrolling, fired the first shot. And this was all being communicated through radio to the Pentagon. And this was also in a report. So they supposedly fired a warning shot. The three boats were reported to be undeterred, and like they did not back down. And they started firing a machine gun, and they fired torpedoes towards the Maddox. The Maddox supposedly had some jets that went and tried to protect the Maddox, like from a nearby, what is it called, aircraft carrier. So then I promise there's a twist at the end.
No, don't tell us the twist.
Yeah, so then the once the basically the North Vietnamese Navy fired torpedoes, then they started fighting, which at this point Lyndon B. Johnson was the president. And so they're firing back and forth. The reports stated that the enemy boats fired 22 torpedoes, and then President Johnson ordered an airstrike against North Vietnam, the North Vietnamese boats, and an oil storage depot. And I believe he said, aggression by terror against the peaceful villagers of South Vietnam has now been joined by open aggression on the high seas against the United States of America. So that's what he said publicly. So this was technically the start of when the Vietnam War, basically. So this is what caused the U.S. to join South Vietnam in fighting North Vietnam. So what if I told you that the battle that I just described was all a lie?
That is a twist.
So in 2005, the reports were basically declassified, and it was reported that the radio to the Pentagon and all the information that was sent to like the president and the Pentagon never happened. And it was just something that was reported or created so that the U.S. can join basically and start the Vietnam War.
Oh, so that it was an excuse. Yeah. For us to get involved. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it was all made up.
Oh, wow.
God, we are the worst.
Yeah.
God, we are
yeah.
The absolute worst.
The worst.
Yeah. So there's like a lot, like there isn't a lot like of story, which is why I said it was going to be short. But basically, as we know, the U.S. wanted to get into Vietnam because they had oil.
Yeah.
But this whole time, there was, like, no evidence. Like, there was things said throughout the years of, like, even President Johnson said, what did he say? He said something like that the Maddox was firing at, like, flies or something like that. Mm-hmm. In one report, kind of making it known that, like, they weren't firing at anything, you know? Mm-hmm. They were just making it up. Like, all those, like, they did, supposedly, like, they did, I think they did fire torpedoes, they did fly the jet, they did fire like machine guns, but they weren't shooting at anything. And they didn't get fired on first. It was all like just to, you know, because we needed an excuse to get in. Yeah. Because legally, I guess we couldn't. So we sent a bunch of people over to fight something that, you know, for something that never happened.
Yeah. I did. How did I not know about this?
Yeah, I didn't know about it either. Crazy. I was like, what the hell? Like,
I mean, you know, you always hear stories of how, like, horrible and pointless the Vietnam War was.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that was a reason.
So, like, I knew we had entered because they attacked us first. Like, I had heard that story, but I didn't know that it was a fake story.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what made you, like, do this
topic? I was just looking it up. I was looking at, like, different stories, and
just kidding.
This just from, like, clicking and going into rabbit holes through the internet, like, it came up saying, like, you know, I forgot what the title was of, like, the thing, but it basically said, like, the Gulf of Tonkin was a hoax or something like that. And I was like, what? And I just started reading, and I was like, oh my god. I was like, we're horrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there was literally no reason. Like, we could have just let it develop and see what would have happened. And, like, all those people would have never died.
Yeah.
But basically, like, I don't know. Basically, to me, like, we sacrificed people for something so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there was that movie with Robert Pattinson and Timothy Chalamet, the one where they're, I think it's called, like, The King.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but it's on my
oh list. Yeah, well, I guess he was, like, known for challenging the other leader directly and not putting other people, like, at risk.
Yeah.
So he would just, like, fucking throw down, and I'm like, yeah, that's what should happen. Like, we should have them get in a fight, like, put them in a fucking ring and see what happens. Like, I mean, you know, like, thousands of people just die for this, and it's, like, pointless. Yeah,
especially those people that evaded going to war and joining the military and all those. Like, our current president.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think part of being a president, like, you should probably be in the military, like, know what to do, like, experience that, because you're the one
calling the shots.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so when we worked at Apple, and you can blurt whatever if you want, but we had the store manager and the guy who I don't like, and he was running the Genius Bar, and they just did not get, like, how we were struggling. So we told them, you know, for a day, you guys should do what we do for an entire day.
Yes.
And they didn't even last an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last an
hour. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if at your store, job, you...
Like, our store manager went home.
Because they were, like, so remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went home.
I remember that. No, I don't remember them going home.
Yeah, he went home. He went to the office, and we were like, where'd he go? And then all of a sudden, I see him walking out with his bag. And he said he was going to work from home, and I was like, you're supposed to be
here
helping us here, and, like, you couldn't even last. Neither of them could last. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We do this, like, every day.
Yeah.
For 8 hours.
Yeah. So that's the way I feel like the president should be. Like, you can't just run a country because you have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have money. I mean, you know, and it's the same thing with any other job. You wouldn't want somebody being your manager who's, like, has no clue how your job works.
But, I mean, it kind of goes to show, like, where we're at. I was listening to this thing that I haven't looked up, but they're saying that a democracy has never lasted more than 250 years. And we're right about that time.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there's never been a governing body that's, like, a democracy in our history of the human race that has lasted more than 250 years.
Oh, interesting. What's the most?
I think 250 is, like, the most. But, like, I don't...
Like, who, though?
I don't know. I haven't, like... That's what I was just... I read somewhere that someone said that, and I haven't looked it up, which I want to, because I'm like, that's very interesting, and I'd like to figure out why all those things failed. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, we're probably just repeating history.
That's what it sounds yeah, like. I'm that is interesting. I'd like to know why.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned on the next.
Yeah, the next episode.
Of the next episode.
But yeah, so that was my short topic. Just because cool. I thought it was like insane. I didn't want to go into the details of like the rest of the war because
it would take you like years.
Worst wars. If you want to mm-hmm. read about that, you could do it on your own, but I just don't, just from the little I know about it from like what we learn in school and stuff like that, it's just
yeah. I there was an episode of Anthony Bourdain where he went to Vietnam, and they're still getting like children are still dying, people are still dying because of landmines that are yeah. there from the fucking 60s,
yeah,
like from God knows when. And
well, in Europe, in England, there were still bombs. Like, there's still bombs now that didn't explode.
Jesus.
And they're buried, and then people go digging, like, in their, like, people who live out in, like, the fields or whatever. Mm-hmm. They dig for some reason, and sometimes they hit them and they go off. Yeah. So there's, like, a phone number that's, like, placed by the government to... like if you find one, you have to call them, and then they have to come like get a bomb squad or something to come make sure that it's like deactivated or whatever, and then yeah. they can remove it. Yeah, it's crazy.
God,
I'm like, and those are from World War II.
Yeah.
So how long are these mines, like, can you imagine how many mines are in like Afghanistan and Iraq? And
yeah, well, you know, we're watching that Ewan McGregor show right now. We watched mm-hmm. We watched all three of his. Yeah, so he was in, I think, Africa or Mongolia. Yeah. He was it was the one where he went
a long way down, I think, right?
Yeah. And yeah, there's still fucking land, like a ton of them just going off still, and I'm like, Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. And those aren't even like the worst weapons we have too, which is like even more terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we can just keep scary. Throwing more money at it and be where we'll
be. Yeah.
Dang.
Well. Yeah.
Well, didn't want to depress everyone, but you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. It is very interesting.
Thank
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. But that. Gross. I mean, I don't know. That's why you need to vote for the right people.
Yeah, go vote.
It's almost time.
I voted today.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of filling out my ballot.
Yeah.
In the middle of trying to understand the compute.
Yeah.
Using propositions.
The stupid wording.
Yeah, it's awful.
So dumb. And then the fact that they don't list everything, like where I have to go digging to see what actually is going to change. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really dumb the way they word these things. Luckily, there's a lot of websites
now that can help you. And
yeah, if you go online, like there's a lot of websites. There was one website that I found, and I closed a tab, and I don't remember what it was called. But basically, it would put like the pros and cons, and it would be like, this is what the people who are for it say, and this is what the people who are against it say, and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah. Oh, this one's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know why I never voted from home before. Like,
I don't know why either. This is my first time, and I'm like, why did I never do this before?
Yeah, because I can look it up while I'm doing it rather than looking it up and rushing and being like, yeah. Oh, God, I need to figure out what we're voting. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it used to take like a little post-it with me.
Like, with everything, yes, yeah.
No, yes, no, yeah.
Yeah.
But this time I didn't need to post it. I'm still not done yet. There's so many things.
I haven't started yet.
Yeah. I want to get it over with so that it goes in right away.
Yeah. It's probably a good idea.
I don't want it to take a long time. And then did you guys read about the thing that was happening in LA?
No.
So, like, the GOP was, like, putting fake ballot, like, locations.
Oh, the boxes.
Yeah, so they were putting fake ballot boxes around, like, L.A. so that people would go turn those in there, and then they would basically never get sent out.
Dang.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people aren't doing more about it, because, like, if it was me living in L.A., and I would see one of those boxes, I'd basically tear it open and be like, I'm going to drop all these off in the mailbox.
An actual one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that they lasted as long as they did, you know?
Yeah.
Before, it's just, I mean, I don't know. It's really frightening.
Yeah, I was reading something about that, and, like, in the article, it said, like, somebody was like, I was about to go drop one off at this location that basically was a fake one, and then they were like, until my friend, like, texted me and told me to be careful, and I looked it up and it's not one. I was like, yeah. Oh
my gosh. That's crazy.
I'm kind of happy, like, I don't know why people are dropping it off in the wrong spot. My ballot had three locations near, like, my address
listed on there.
Yeah, like, that I can actually, they're official, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, use the one that's on your ballot.
Yeah.
I think everyone from California is voting from home, right? Like, I think it was by default. Like, it got sent to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It did get, yeah, you still have the option of voting in person, but it got sent to everyone anyways.
Yeah. So if you are voting from home, there should be some addresses where you can drop it off.
Yeah.
And I think you have until 8 p.m. on election day to drop it off, but
do it earlier.
Do it earlier. Ballots take longer to get processed, so I would do it as soon as possible.
ASAP as possible.
They're saying also, that a lot of people have already voted, right? Like, I think the majority of Vermont.
Yeah, a lot of people have voted already. Voted. Also, look at your license and sign the envelope the way it looks like on your license.
Oh my god, because you don't want to be that person that's like,
yeah. And I believe you could also track your ballot, and I forget what else.
Dang, my signature on my license looks horrible.
Yeah. So practice on another piece of paper. Because if it doesn't match what's on record through the DMV, they will throw your ballot out, basically. That's all why right. You need to vote early so you can track it. Mm-hmm. And if there is a mistake, you can go vote in person.
In person, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I'm, like, seriously nervous.
It's really, it is. And if, I mean, like we've talked about before, this is not like any other election, and it's just really frightening. I mean, the amount of, like, the fact that there's people, you know, like these fucking Nazis going to voting places and, like, intimidating people.
Yeah.
I mean the fact that it's even allowed.
Yeah.
Is crazy to me. Like, arrest them immediately.
Yeah. Well, if they do anything, you just call the cops on them.
Like, yeah.
They can't do anything.
Yeah.
And if they're, like, harassing you, which is saying things verbally is harassment. So if they're harassing you, you can just call the cops.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways. Yeah. All right. Go vote and. Yeah, follow us.
Happy times. Yeah.
Happy, follow us. Be happy.
Watch movies that are funny.
Yeah. You're not watch totally something different. Dumb and funny. Like, don't. Yeah, turn off the depressing shit. Go watch something great. Oh, I got to do a little skit with Billy in my class the other day.
Did you record it?
Billy. With my no. Oh, actually, I think they are recorded. I think every class is recorded, so I'll try to find it. But it was really funny because my teacher, like, he was like, "Why do you have that doll?" And I was like, and I was like, "Oh," and then I'm like, "It's from a movie called Dead Sons," and he was like, "Oh," and then he was like, "If you guys haven't seen this movie," and he's like, "It's, I think it's really underrated," like he was like, "It's a beautifully directed," but he's like, I know that's weird to say about a horror movie, but it really is. Like, he's like, it's a really good movie. Like, it's, yeah. I mean, it's scary, but it's a really good movie. And I was funny. Like, oh, it's funny. But yeah, Anywho, but yeah, where can they follow us?
Follow us on Instagram at MyGraveCoffeePodcast and email us any questions or thoughts at MyGraveCoffeePodcast@gmail.com. Yay.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Go vote.
Bye.
Yeah. Go vote. Thank you. Be happy.
Rock the vote.
Could I get some more coffee?